Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by who else but Home Theater Solutions. HTS is your local technology expert serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call 1-800-690-2029 or visit it htsav.net.
You were so close to getting that smoothly. You almost had it.
I'm getting better, but not great.
I just feel myself instantly in the car just hitting that 30-second forward thing.
3, 2, 1. Hey, Rob.
What's hey,
up?
as a destroyer, your advertiser.
Don't 30-second past our advertiser. It's our one sponsor.
I know. No, they're wonderful.
HTS.
Yes, they're wonderful. HTS. They let you, this is their place right here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in right it. Now. It's a lovely studio.
Lovely studio. It really makes life a lot easier. Because if we didn't have a studio, we would be...
In your car?
Doing it in the yard.
Oh, the yard. Yeah, okay. It's a nice day for it, at least.
Dude, it's a beautiful day.
It's beautiful.
This is fall. Pay attention to it.
It's weird. We got the Indian summer thing going right now.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's like almost 80.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I think that October, November really can be pretty nice.
Especially down
sprinkled.
Here. It's actually the best time down here at the beach. So, you know, if you don't live here, it's suckers.
Suckers. This place is terrible. Don't come here. Anyway.
Yes, yes.
Please. Let's talk. We've brought you. You've joined us because we want to get into and learn a little bit more about the Halloween event.
This is Halloween.
Thank yes. you. Mm-hmm. This is Halloween. It may save the day.
I'm hoping. You know, it's we got a lot of people showing up, I think, and hopefully it'll be a really good time.
Well, we did. Let's back up a little bit. You did the Jaws Fest.
We did Jaws Fest. And I remember the last time I was here, I think I might have sounded a little, I don't know what we're going to get. Maybe nothing. Who knows?
Yeah, you were a little defeated.
I think I was just really tired. And
well, you wanted an out. You didn't listen. I think anytime we have, whether it's a birthday party, a party, I've had the salon 10 years and yet to have a grand opening because I'm afraid nobody will show up.
Yeah, it is. Like, as I discussed, it's kind of like you're throwing your own birthday party, and if no one shows up, it's a little sad, you know?
Well, not only did no one come, but nobody likes me.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I mean, I knew no one liked me. I got that, you know, but at least I figured that more some of people that, put on a show.
Are we going to do more of that self-deprecating shit?
Sorry, all right.
Now nobody likes you.
No one likes
you. I'm your only friend.
Yeah, let's go.
I actually like you.
Do you?
James likes you.
He does.
I think your son likes you.
Yeah.
Wife, doubt it.
Yeah,
so 2 out of 4 ain't bad. Two out of four ain't bad.
Or three.
Listen, I actually think you're great. I really enjoy you. I'm glad we're friends and stuff. And I love what you do.
Thank you.
This is the next event. A lot of people turned out for Jaws Fest.
It was a hit, man.
Dude, it was a big deal. And I remember looking at your face and you're like,
just I was just a proud papa that day.
You're a proud papa.
I was like, oh, I can't believe people showed up. They weren't assholes. You know, everyone wore their masks. And
I think that you guys did it right. You know, you had the social distancing and the circles and, you know, we're outside.
I mean, it was good, you know. I mean,
and it was a beautiful night.
It was a beautiful night. Everyone came, had some drinks, had some food. The only thing is, I guess the only downside was we didn't have enough food,
no.
Which we are remedying this time.
Okay.
We have like 4 food trucks, so.
So who's going to be, let's just get into it. So that was a success.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take what we've learned and we're going to apply it to the new.
This is Halloween. And it's the same kind of thing where it is free and it is a fundraiser for
BB.
And like last time, we're going to have food, drinks. Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know.
It's just technology melting into other technology. It's my phone.
And at the end of the night, we're going to have, instead of last time, we had one film. We got a double feature this time.
Okay. I'm not sure that's going to fly.
It's free.
I know, but it's a long time to be in the field.
Well, it is, yes. Well, you know, here's the thing.
First, you're going to have to hit that mead truck up because you're going to have to take that edge off.
Oh, that mead truck.
Is it good?
Yeah, Bremmy horn. Oh, the mead is so good.
Fill my horn mm-hmm. with mead.
Fill it with mead, man. Give me that turkey leg and give me some mead, and I am set.
What about the winch?
Mm.
Can we say winches anymore? I don't know. That might be it.
Well, we can say winches.
Bring me my winch and
you gotta
horn.
You got to say winch.
Or horny winch, whatever the two.
my horny, bring me the brimmy horn and my horny wench. They go, it's, you know, it's like, you know, peanut butter and chocolate. It just goes so well together.
Had some last night, as a matter of fact. Thank you. But you got, so what food? I guess we'll start with the food.
Let's go with the food.
You threw it out there. What food are we going to have?
All right. So,
there was a shortage of food.
There was a shortage of food last
night. Even though it was delicious.
Well, the biggest, like, there were so many things we had to gather for last time, and I kind of thought food trucks would be the easiest thing.
Yeah.
And it became the biggest pain in the ass of the whole thing. Like, I couldn't get food trucks. We had one food truck who dropped out on us last minute that really destroyed things. I'm not going to say their name because...
Are they going to come back for this one?
They are not invited.
Oh.
That's kind of... They burned the bridge, so it wasn't... I'm actually... We've made up, but everyone else is like, yeah, fuck them. No. Because that was a bad moment because we didn't have any food for it. Like, it was happening like 2 days before the event.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they gave us really not a great reason. And I just think.
I mean, food truck people are already kind of on their own, right?
Yeah. They're
a little rebellious.
I get that. But then we got, the last minute, we got Street Kitchen from Berlin, and they came in. So they're back.
And their food was delicious.
It was delicious.
I had a some sort of, what did I have? I forget. It was delicious.
You know, it was good for them, but it was also like holy shit for them because they ran out of food within like an hour.
I think I had a big quesadilla thing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it was on point.
So Street Kitchen, we got the Sea Hog.
Okay, Sea Hog, what's that?
You know Zogs?
Yep.
It's their truck.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Shoot, what are the other two? Erector has the other two, but those are the...
So there's someone was telling me that there's, is it a Smash Mouth burger?
Oh, there's pizza too. The pizza that goes with Revelation. I can't remember. News? Sorry if you're out there.
Pizza.
Dinuzo.
Dinizio.
Hey. I think I'm off, but I know it's a D-E-N and then something else.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Just eat their damn pizza. There's going to be pizza. Stop giving us trouble.
It's going to be tasty.
Have you heard of the Smash Mouth burger?
I asked them, but they were already booked. I know. I heard they're great.
Dude, I mean, they sound like they actually, they sound like they have that food truck really popular following. Like, apparently people are going crazy about this food truck. That was another conversation I had. Sorry. I won't find out on this one,
no. I tried.
They're busy.
The thing that sucks was... It was like the one day of the month that they were booked. They're like, damn it. And I was like, oh, well, you know.
So did you tell them that they're dead to you now?
Not yet.
We'll see.
It's, you know.
We'll give them one more try.
Not completely dead to me. No, just you're dead to me if you say you're going to be in it and we pipe you up for 3 months. And then 2 days before you say, we can't do it. Oh.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
So next.
Let's go to the drinks.
So Rob Rector knows the name of the other two food trucks. So we got to get the other Rob in here one of these days.
Yeah, he knows. Well, there was three. So there's one more that he has, and I'm not sure.
Is there a website? Is it listed somewhere?
Yeah, it's revivalhousetheater.com.
All right. Well, let me take a look. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So for drinks, Revelation is back, and they're also making a special beer for the evening. I forgot what it's named, but it involves Twix, so it should be quite tasty. Should be some kind of delicious stout. Brimmingham, as we just said earlier, the mead.
Yes. And the winch.
Beach Time Distilling. We'll be making up some kind of cocktail. And then Nassau Vineyard to bring their delicious wines.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Keeping it classy.
Drink safely, everybody.
Sure.
So here's a Revival House. I don't think this is yours, though. This is not you. It says order takeout.
Nope, that's probably not it.
Not the right one.
So Revival House Theater.
Got it.
Put that theater at the end.
I got you. Here we go. All right, I'm very excited. Very excited. Sunday, October the 25th. Sunday. So what day is... Halloween's on Thursday, the following Thursday. So this is...
I think it's on Saturday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's only on Thursday.
Actually, Thanksgiving, Halloween, thanks for that. Halloween is actually on a Saturday this year.
Okay, so, but you're having it after or before?
Before.
The week before? Okay,
the week before.
So Sunday, October the
25th. This is the weekend where Sea Witch usually would be.
Oh.
So we're kind of filling that spot.
Nice.
Yes. You know, what we really... what we really wanted to do with this was kind of fill that void that COVID has kind of done to Halloween, in all honesty, because everything is kind of canceled, you know?
And well, they just canceled. I think they just canceled Halloween.
They kind of did. I mean, trick-or-treating is canceled in Lewis. Like, that was usually, like, where we would take my kid, and, you know, that's all canceled.
Are we going to do? Are we going to be doing some trick-or-treating at this event?
We are.
Nice.
We are. So we are gathering... trick-or-treat stations or trunk-or-treat, however you want to do it, throughout the campground. There's going to be spots where people are set up. And so kind of like a mobile, like little, like instead of like someone's front door, it'll be like the trunk of a car or like a setup. And so kids, we're going to give them a little map when they walk in, a trick-or-treat bag if they don't have their own, and they can just walk around and gather treats.
That's going to be great. Because there's not going to be, we were talking about this, I don't know where I would be almost... I'd feel bad to go trick-or-treating. I wouldn't want to, like, freak out some people, right?
No, I mean, you know, your kids are just Petri dish that's knocking on doors, man. It's just not the it's not the best time for this, you know. But, you know, everyone's going to be safe, be socially distanced. And also, since you're going to be there yourself, as with the podcast, I always suggest for every vendor, bring some candy, because you're actually going to be part of that, too.
Okay.
You know, so bring a bowl of candy.
Bring some candy.
Bring some candy. Kids will come up.
So tight.
You know. It'll be nice. And then at 5 o'clock, we are going to have a small kind of improvised Halloween parade.
Ooh.
So, you know, because, again, that's also canceled. So we're going to have, like, a small one because there's actually a winding trail that goes through Hudson Field. So we're going to use that.
I actually think this is going to be very big. I actually feel like this is going to be a lot of people. I think that first one, the Jaws Fest, let everybody know that you can do it safely. I think that we're really all dealing with the fact there's nowhere, we have a lot of kids and there's nowhere to trick or treat. And I think this is going to be it. And I think it's going to be big.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, I hope for big, but not too big. You know, it's, we still got to be safe. We still got to do all these things. But because I don't know if you remember, there was like the Sussex County Rodeo that was like a month or month ago.
Uh-uh.
Oh man. And it was just such a shit show. It was so bad. I think they saw Jaws Fest and they said, oh, we can do all this outside. So they did it, and they didn't do any masking, any social distance. And it was like one of those super spreader events. And like, they're getting sued, and it's bad. Yeah.
Well, we got to wear a mask. I mean, I think we're, I mean, are we, that shouldn't even be a conversation
anymore.
Yeah,
you can't get in without a mask.
Masks are helping.
Yeah. They are. They make a huge difference.
They're making it. They're allowing us to somewhat have some sort of life. Because if we didn't use the mask, we would basically get shut down again.
And, you know, I don't really get angry about certain things too much, but whenever I see someone do it, like, well, it's my freedom to wear a mask, it's just like, fuck you, man. Just put on the mask. Just
fuck you, man.
Fuck you. It's not about you. It's about you getting the person next to you sick. Like,
I agree.
It's protecting us from you.
I agree.
I mean, you're protecting yourself, but it's mostly about us protecting, you know.
Well, I haven't even had a damn cold.
Can we discuss, like, this is actually the one upside of the pandemic?
Yeah.
I haven't been sick.
I haven't had even a sniffle.
Yeah. Like, because before this, Graham was in preschool, and so we're just sick all the time.
Yeah.
There wasn't a day where we didn't come down with something new.
Right.
And now it's like, I've been healthy for, like, 6 months.
You're welcome.
Thank you, pandemic.
Thank you, pandemic. You're welcome. If there's any bright side to any of it. Well,
Your Silver Lining with Raoul Waters.
Yeah, so that's a good podcast.
There we go. We'll Your Silver Lining.
Sign on the dotted line, Rob.
Listen to this dark, cynical man find one good thing in
You're
all the shit.
You're too young to be cynical. My dad is cynical.
We can be cynical.
You're finical.
All right, finical.
You're picking, choosing, you're cynical.
Okay.
He's cynical about
did
everything.
Did you just make that up?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Put it. Type it in now. You gotta like...
www.finical.
Yeah,
fake. Cynical.
Put it in now.
Well, I am excited because I really, I didn't realize, you know, I was kind of in a funk, right? And when we had the Jaws Fest and we had all the people come out, everyone practiced social distancing. There was no real fear. It felt good to be kind of out and to see the community doing stuff. So to see this kind of going on again, I think it's exciting.
Yeah,
I'm happy, man.
You know, Right when we're in the middle of Jaws Fest, we're like, all right, so what's the next thing?
Right.
So that's what, you know, and came up with a right on the spot. So, okay, wait, let's go to the double feature part. because I want to discuss this.
Well, hold on. Let me figure. So I'm going to look. I found the food. So we've got this Halloween will feature a number of food and beverage trucks for visitors, including Street Kitchen coming back, Denizia.
See, I was close.
Denizia Pizza.
Pretty damn close.
Sea Hog. That must be Zog's.
That's Zog's.
Kona Ice.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were there.
They were there last time.
Yeah, they were there. And of course, Popcorn Vendors.
And there's another one, but I'm not sure the name because that's kind of on Rector's side, but it's, you know.
Okay, and then it says Revelation Brewery,
mm-hmm.
Nassau Valley Vineyards, Brimming Horn Meadery.
We just said all this.
And Beachtown. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it out there again.
All right.
You're welcome. I'm helping.
That's fine. It's a well-oiled machine, this podcast, I tell you.
We started looking for more information, didn't realize that the information we would find would not be updated.
Okay.
So.
What do you mean updated?
I thought maybe it would say. You said there were two more vending trucks. I thought I looked at it. Maybe it was on the website. And apparently
it's
Rob Rector's fault.
It's Rob Rector's fault. Let's just blame him. Everything that goes wrong right now.
I'm shutting down the website.
It's going to be all Rector.
All right. So go ahead.
Oh, you know what? Since we're talking about the website. If people want to contact us,
mm-hmm.
we're still looking, we're still opening the door for vendors if they want to come in and do something, you know.
Vendors wanted.
I mean, we got enough, you know, but if case anyone else wants to be there, they can. It's strange just because you don't really know what you're going to get because, again, we're in this pandemic, so a lot of people just like, you know, I don't want to be around people right now, you mm-hmm. know, and it's... And in all honesty, things are starting to go back up, and I think we're getting this in like just under the wire, in all honesty, because I think November is going to not be great.
Not good? You're making a prediction?
I think things are going to probably start to shut down again. Things are at least be rolled back.
Maybe.
Because everything is going up again. This is kind of like how it was like when we canceled the first time Jaws Fest was going to be in July.
Right.
And then we had to cancel it because there was a huge spike, you know, because... That's when, like, all the bars closed again and,
right.
you know. And we're kind of almost in that same scenario. And I still think it's going to be safe. We're going to be safe. But I think into November, I think it's going to get, like,
the nice thing is now when you get COVID, you just go home for a few days and come back out and you're good.
Sure.
Before you died. Now it's like, oh, I got COVID. I'll be back in 10 days and we'll catch up.
Well.
I mean, that's... That's how it seems.
I mean, that's what the president says, but that's actually not how it goes.
Well, there's a lot of people I've known now or know of or people that I know that know of people that have gotten COVID and they just basically got sick and then.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the most part, people just get sick, right. you know, and then there's that 2 or 3%
spoils the rest.
You die, you know.
Well, it was. I'm only going to talk about this for 2 seconds, but I saw this interview with Fauci, and he talked about his wife was on the interview, and she was talking about how that they couldn't see her mother, who was 93 in a nursing facility, who had COVID. And I'm like, my mom's in a nursing facility at 82, and she's had COVID, and both of them survived. So it is bizarre who gets it.
And she was lucky.
Yeah,
she was lucky. Like a lot of great artists, like, you know, we lost John Prine. Like, we're losing just people who are older and pass away, yeah. you know?
Godspeed.
It's true. And, I don't know, like, Chris Christie almost died. Like, it's just, I mean, I kind of expected him to almost die.
Did he almost die?
Yeah, he was in the ICU for, like, a week.
Well, I knew he was there. I just didn't know his conditions were troubling.
Very bad. And he came out of it like, yeah, we're all really wrong. Everyone wear a mask. This is all, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look for them.
This is bad.
So... We talked about this the when we were at Jaws Fest, but I'm like, why not put pallets or piles of pallets and light them on fire all around the event?
We kind of addressed this too.
Okay.
Fire. Well, what we're asking is we thought it'd be really cool, and we're asking the community. I kind of just put up a post about it, asking if everyone has jack o' lanterns,
mm-hmm.
if people can bring their jack o' lanterns, we'll use them to kind of like. Make paths throughout the whole place and light up the way with jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay.
And that should be pretty kind of cool.
You know? Yeah, everybody bring jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, bring a jack-o'-lantern. We got lights if you don't got lights, and we will use that to, you know, light the way, and it should be fun.
So a double feature. The first feature of the double feature is?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
This is the family one. This is the one for the kids, and everyone can have a good time, and that, you know.
Okay.
And then there'll be a brief, like, 20-minute intermission, because one of the reasons we could do double feature is now the sun sets at like 6.
Right.
So, you know, before we had to show Jaws at like 8.
Yeah.
So we can get another movie in before the actual like 8 o'clock time.
Right.
So we're doing, again, Nightmare Before Christmas. We're going to have like a little 20-minute intermission so people can go out and do what they want to do, come back, and then we're going to show the classic 1978 Halloween.
Wow.
John Carpenter's original.
Was it in 78 that came out?
78, man.
Wow.
That old.
Because I saw it when it first came out. I guess I was just a kid.
You're a tyke.
I was 10.
Okay, not quite a tyke. Yeah, he's still a tyke, yeah. But that's impressive for 10.
A tyke with an attitude.
That's a lot for 10.
Yeah, well, you know, but back then you didn't have like the VHS. You didn't have all these options. You had to go to the movies. Everybody was like, all right, what do we got? Halloween, let's go to the movies. So got lucky.
Was there like rated R back then?
There was PG and R.
PG and R, okay. Yeah, PG-13 didn't come till what's it called?
But I saw Jaws in the theater as well.
That was PG.
So it was PG.
That was PG, yeah. Which is crazy.
But what was Halloween? Was that R?
I'm guessing it had to be R because it had sex in it and, you know.
It had some heavy petting.
No, there was sex.
There was some?
Yeah, there was full on, like.
But, you know, back those in those days, parental guidance was good enough.
Well, violence was as it is today. Like, violence is a lot easier to make, like, PG and PG-13. But once you get boobs in there, like, full-on boobs, straight R.
R.
It goes R. Like, no, that's the human form. We gotta slap an R on that
one. I think the first movie that I saw that was like that was either Meatballs.
Meatballs had, like, yeah, I guess some...
I think there was some boobs in Meatballs.
There's some random boobs.
And then, what was the other one?
I don't know, Porky's?
Yeah, Porky's.
Okay, here it is.
Boobs and Porky's.
Boobs and Porky's.
Porky's and beans.
Porky's.
Yeah, that was probably a sneak in.
Probably. Yeah, that was, you know, everyone I saw the coming of age movie, that's Porky's.
What are you up to? What have you been up to? You want to talk about something?
Yeah,
got anything going on?
I'm trying to think of any, you know, gonna keep talking, thinking about what else did I miss of the event? Is there anything else?
How's your drone stuff going? Doing any drone stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still busy as hell.
Yeah.
Still have to renew my license, still have to do that, but you know.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
Is that gonna bring anxiety and stress?
It's actually it's what I'm gonna do when I'm done this event. It's kinda like I can only compartmentalize so many things in my brain at once. So it's working full time and putting on this event. And when that's done, I'll work full time and renew my license that way.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, just knowing you have to do that gave me anxiety.
I hear it's easier, you know, but I just gotta, I know it's still up there.
It's
it's all up there still. I just gotta, you know, dust off the cobwebs. Excuse me, and you know.
That was one of my bigger defeats in life is not getting that damn drone license.
You were close.
68 out of 70.
Dude, if you took it again, you would have got it.
I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. I haven't even flown a drone since I took the damn test. I do want to start getting into some more drone photography. I saw this cool drone. And it wasn't a DJI. It was, I have to look it up. But it was cool, man. This drone basically followed you through trees. It was really... The AI and this drone was great.
Well, DJI can do that too.
Yeah, I know. But this is a drone that's built by the defense contractor for the military to track people.
Oh, okay.
So it's like DJI, I don't know. I've never seen it go in and out of trees. I've seen it stop.
I've seen it go into trees.
I've seen it go into trees.
Go into trees
and land
just,
on top
and
of
just
a tree.
Stay there.
Mine's there now.
Yeah, I've had two in a tree. And it's just each time looking like, can I climb that?
Did you? You have two that went in a tree?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Okay, I've lost three.
Okay.
So the first one was in a tree, and it stayed up there because there was no way for me to climb that tree.
Yeah.
It was just one of those like, well, shit. And it's funny, you could just see it. Like, it still has, like, the monitor on, so you could just see it just sitting there and, like, looking down at you. And it's like, I try to throw rocks at it to get it down, but it's like, nah, it's done. Second one... And this is one where they gave me a new one because it was a battery problem. I was getting some drone shots for Southern Delaware Tourism, and I was flying over the Nanticoke, like getting some really beautiful Nanticoke shots, and it just said, oh, battery has critical error, better land.
It landed in the water?
I tried to get it back as fast as I could, but just right into the water.
Oh, my God.
And then the last one I lost.
Were those DJI drones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. Not cheap. And the second one I lost, totally my fault. It's why, even though it was insured, it's
probably... You haven't lost a big one, have you?
No. Okay. Big one is fine. I did have to get it repaired, because when it landed, like, it, the gimbal hit a rock, and it kind of messed it all up. Ooh. So I had to go get that repaired, and that was a big pain in my dick. But the last one was, I was doing the last promotional video for Jaws Fest, and I was going to get shots of, like, how the pods are going to look.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the battery in, and something weird was going on with the battery. Like, it was like, I don't know, like air was getting into it. So it had like, it was like bloated, like it wouldn't fit quite right.
It was probably going bad.
It was going bad. Yeah. And I clicked it in, but it only clicked into one side. So it actually never, you know, it wasn't completely connected. So it went up and I saw it going, I was like, is that really connected right? And then like, at 50 feet in the air, he said, nope, and just fell right out of the sky. And
the battery fell out?
No, it just didn't connect well enough to give it power. Oh. So it just died like that.
So that one broke?
That broke too.
Yeah. Well, I lost my one DJ up in the tree, and then I bought another one, flew that one up there to look for the other one, and then I was so scared because, you know, it's got that fisheye lens. So I felt like I'm clearly above the tree, but when you look at it through the monitor, it looks like I'm straight up in the leaves. So I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, I've been doing real estate so crazy right now, is that because just so many places are going up for sale and they're being sold like that, is when the last time the drone broke, I had two options, and it's kind of like, what am I going to do? I could go to DJI and try to, like, hey, I have insurance on this, your thing broke. I could go through that process, and which I did in the one before, and it takes a few weeks, like, to actually, like, they probably would give me a new one. But it would take a few weeks. So it was either that or I just go right out and have one the next day.
Yep.
And I had to look at it like cost effective wise. Like I would have lost more money trying to get the drone back.
Are these all Mavics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have lost more money. So it's just like, you know what? I just got to bite the bullet, buy it because I have five real estate shoots coming up in the next week. Right. So.
Well, that's cool.
Anyway.
Well, I miss my drone. It's droning. So let's break down the day one more time. This is going to be, what did I do with that? So it's the 25th Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Let's break down how the day is going to go.
You're going to get. Let's break the day.
Let's do like what to expect, because actually that's the video I'm going to make after this. Like what to expect when you get there.
All right.
So first off, it's a free event.
Free.
It's free, people, so you can come have a good time. Obviously, when you get there, you have to have a mask on, or you're not going to be allowed in. That's
one of the things also that I think that is important is that if you are heading north on Route 1, it is a direct left into that Hudson Road.
It is.
I thought you actually had to go up and make a U-turn and come back. That is not the case. You can make a direct
make
left.
Make a direct left.
In.
Right in.
Right in.
Right into Hudson Field, man.
It's so welcoming.
It is. So doors open at 3.
Okay.
It's this Sunday, the 25th. So when you get in there, we have volunteers that are going to take you to your pod. And if people don't understand what a pod is, essentially it is a 10-foot circle that we draw on the field. And that is where your family, or just you, go and hang out for the event. Now, it's kind of like, it's like rules in a restaurant. Think of like the pod as like a table.
Yep.
So when you're walking around the grounds, you got to have your mask on. But once you're in your pod, you can take your mask off, relax with your family, and, you know, eat, drink. One of the questions we got was, can people bring coolers, you know, to bring food for themselves kind of thing?
I'm waiting for the answer.
And the answer is yes, but it's like a small cooler. Don't bring, we don't want you to come in with like this, the huge two people carrying cooler.
Right.
Because people still have to make money here, you know, as far as vendors. But, you know, if you want to bring yourself some snacks, some drinks.
A little igloo.
Yeah, like a little cooler. Something. That's totally cool, man.
Yeah.
You
don't need to bring a case of beer.
No, don't bring, just... It's kind of like, don't be assholes. It's the same thing with all this. Just don't be assholes. You know what the rules are. You kind of understand.
Well, and we
discretion.
Also have to remember that the not only is this about like watching a movie, but you know these vendors. This is how they're creating revenue.
Yeah,
so
this is how they're making money.
I mean,
man.
If you need to bring your own food, I guess you can. But the reality is, we'd prefer you spend your money at the vendor trucks.
Yeah, and honestly, that's kind of the point too.
Right,
and
it's the point.
You're coming out for the day to come to a festival, have a good time. Don't just bring your, you know, your vodka or whatever and just sit in your pot and not talk anymore. And this is all about going out and being able to be around people like that we're not allowed to do anymore.
Right.
So you're allowed to bring a, you know, your pet, your dog, if you want. Just has to be in a leash. That's a, you know, no, just leashless dogs because some it's Sussex County. That can happen.
Mm.
So at 3:30, mm-hmm. the band Hope for Success is going to play.
Yep.
And that should be a real fun time. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great.
I used to cut those kids' hair.
That's right. So, yeah, they're coming in. They're going to be playing for about like an hour or so. And there will be, as we discussed, there will be trick-or-treating throughout the entire grounds. We'll give you a map when you come in. We'll give the kids a little trick-or-treat bag if they don't have their own. And also, we're encouraging everyone to come in a costume because it's Halloween. Like, this is your chance to dress up. Please come in a costume if you got one.
What about bringing candy to donate?
Sure.
So if you, you know, if we're not doing trick-or-treating this year, if you have candy, maybe bring it to and dump it in somebody's bucket and just hand it out to the kids. I mean, I don't know if...
That's nice. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You know, I don't want to create any more stress, but, you know, if you're not giving it to the kids in the neighborhood, bring it to the thing.
Yeah.
We'll give it out.
That'd be nice. That's a good idea.
Take it all home and eat it.
Take it all home. That's bring in the cavities. That's fine, man.
Bring them.
Bring them. So, throughout, you know, that... Hope for Success are going for 3:30. You can trick-or-treat if you want. Then at 5 o'clock, we're going to be doing that the socially distanced parade, Halloween parade.
Nice.
So that'll be, you know, like a little half-hour fun kind of impromptu. We'll have like a DJ the whole time explaining like, hey, this is going on now. Yeah. And then after that, at dusk, we start with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. That's going to... That's like an animated movie, right?
It is. It's stop motion, Tim Burton. It's good. It's good and dark. I like it.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot, you know, the hard thing, some people were like suggesting like, oh, you should show Hocus Pocus. And it's like, yeah, I kind of hate Hocus Pocus. So if I'm going to spend all this time promoting and making videos and doing this,
the movie.
I want it to be a good movie that I love. And I think Nightmare Before Christmas is one of the great ones.
Yeah, no, it's great. Have we looked at the weather? Do we have a pretty good...
So it's funny, every day I kind of like take I take, you know, like I reluctantly take a look. Hold on. You know what? Since
let's
we're
look and
here,
see if we got a weather update.
Yesterday it looked good.
Okay.
The day before it didn't. Oh. So we will see how it looks now. And day before.
And people, just because it says it's going to rain that day, that doesn't mean it's raining all day.
No, no, just cloudy.
It could be cloudy or just a shower.
Yep, just cloudy skies. That's it.
Okay, that's good.
That's fine. And that's
perfect.
That's
right?
Halloween, man. I want cloudy skies. That's fine.
They went to clouds down low so the witches can fly out.
So, okay, if you're coming.
I'm coming.
What's your costume going to be?
Man, bro. No, I have to have one? Mad Hatter? Maybe I'll be Mad Hatter.
It'd be cool. It'd be festive.
Okay.
You know, might as well.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Steve Zissou from Life Aquatic, Bill Murray.
Okay. I don't know who I'm going to be, but I guess I have to be something.
I mean, I already have. I've been doing the Mike Myers costume for all the promotion, but, you know.
I liked your Mike Myers costume in the commercial you guys did.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that, I like that, right?
My son, you know, we have Sam, and he's like, I don't know what I want to be. I go, I know what you're going to be. You're going to be a cape with nothing else, and I'm going to be carrying around the rest of your crap while you... trick or treat, because it's always, you know, they get the mask and all the great stuff, and then once we get going, it's like, here, can you hold my mask?
You know,
like, you're a cape is what you are.
The bitch about Halloween is that, you know, the too cool for school mentality, when you don't want to dress up anymore. And I understand that, because I was that way when I was a teenager too. Like, that's kind of how it goes. But now I'm an old man who just, like, God, I just miss dressing up in stupid things. And
all right,
that's kind of the fun, man.
All right, I'm gonna have to dress up. I have to find something.
You know, I don't want to see t-shirts that say this is my costume. Come on, let's be creative. Let's do something better.
Don't upset Rob.
Don't upset me.
This is a lot of effort.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you know if Shell's doing something for the Christmas thing? Are they going to do
they're doing that.
Lights
it's,
and stuff?
It's going to be like all in your car and drive around kind of deal.
Well, it was all in the car before, but I didn't know about the
I don't think like the skating rink and all that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to play it very, very safe, which, they, you know, it's the Shell Brothers. They probably are going to, because they got a little money that people can go after. You know, it's like we're doing this for a nonprofit. So, you know, I think people are a little more.
Well, I guess my question was, what is there another event on the horizon for after this one? I mean, because they seem to be going well. I guess that the weather's going to really set settle us down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get cold. Really can't do much out there. I mean, I think if this Halloween is, if this is Halloween does well, that'll be the, we'll do that every year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we'll do it on the weekend of, let's say, Sea Witch. We might do it the weekend before. But, yeah, I hope it goes well. But as far as, like, Jaws Fest, it won't be Jaws Fest. It'll be a different movie. But it'll be a big summertime movie. So yeah. We're planning to probably do in July, like, Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
Yes. I think, nice. Like, Jurassic Field, I guess. Yeah. But there you go. Actually, that would work.
Well, and I think, you know, the cool part is we're just getting out and doing something. And that feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that was what I came away with from Jaws Fest was, man, it just feels good to be out. You know, maybe we have our masks, but we're seeing people.
Because July, we're still going to be in this. Like, it's not going to, you know.
July, June, July.
July, we're still, there might be a vaccine by then, but it won't really be taking much of, it'll take like a year.
Yeah.
They say, so.
Well,
and hopefully listen, we can trust the vaccine.
Everybody go out to Hudson Fields this Sunday.
Sunday. Yes.
3 o'clock.
Doors open, man. It should be a great time. I'm excited to have you guys back.
Free parking or pay park?
Nope, free parking.
Free parking. There is no reason not to go.
This is completely effing free. Free. You know what? It's a podcast, so it's fucking free.
But bring some money. You know, what I liked about Jaws Fest is there are a lot of great little vendors over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said it'll take 30 minutes for the parade. You know, nothing goes like that. And the more people that this, it's going to become more popular. So, you know, have some flexibility. Don't expect the parade to be 30 minutes. I bet it takes an hour.
I mean, if it starts at 5, that's fine. Because, yeah. You know, the movie, dusk is until like 6:15, 6:30.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of padded time in there to make sure everything is good. You know, and hopefully everyone is as cool as they were during Jaws Fest and just keeps their mask on.
If somebody wants to, I mean, you're still taking vendors, right?
We're still taking vendors and we're still taking sponsors because I'm still raising money.
Okay.
So.
Sponsors, vendors, reach out to you or the other Rob.
The other Rob. I'll even give out my email.
Your
listeners, are you ready? It is Rob Waters, RobWaters, 76 at gmail.com.
And then people can reach out if they're interested in being a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
I know at Jaws Fest you had, there was like painters and photographers and like CAM Productions and, you know, 302 and all these different like cool shirt people. And, you know, maybe this might be a good opportunity for the hustlers to get their hustle on.
You know, you don't have a lot of opportunities now to sell your stuff. Like, just come out and we'll make sure the experience is safe for you.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, listen, Rob, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back, man.
Thanks for doing these things, man. These are, if it wasn't for you, I'm not sure we'd be having a place to trick-or-treat this year.
So are you saying that I'm the savior of Halloween?
I'm saying that.
Okay, I'll take it. I like
savior it. Savior of Halloween. I like that. It sounds like you've actually been mumbling that to yourself earlier in the day. Like, it just rolled right out. Uh-huh. Like,
yep. It's not that I'm not saying I don't have 100 t-shirts made for myself.
It's like
but
a Stephen King movie. Like, you're the savior of Halloween. Savior of Halloween.
There can only be one.
You are him. Oh, you float like the Matrix. All right, buddy. Have a great day, bud.
Thanks for having me back. Had a great time.
You're welcome, buddy. The door's always open for you. Bye.